Faced with a brewing mutiny from some Labour Party members, Prime Minister Blair said this month's annual party conference will be his last, meaning he will leave office sometime within the next year. But he refused to be pinned down to a specific date, as some party politicians demanded.
I'm not going to set a precise date now. I don't think that's right. I will do that at a future date, and I'll do it in the interest of the country and depending on the circumstances of the time.
The announcement came after a tumultuous 24 hours in British politics that saw the resignations of a junior minister and seven senior aides and a reportedly tense meeting between Blair and his expected successor, Gordon Brown. Blair has been in office since 1997. Calls have been growing within the party for him to step down to reinvigorate the Labour Party's political fortunes, as recent polls have shown a sharp decline in support. Last week, 17 Labour Party parliamentarians signed a letter calling for a change in leadership. Blair previously said only that he would not run in the next parliamentary elections, which must be held sometime before June 2010. Blair loyalists accused Brown supporters of mounting what some of them labeled a coup to force Blair to step aside to make way for Brown to become party leader and thus prime minister. Speaking in Scotland Thursday, Brown said the decision on when to leave is Blair's alone and that he will support whatever the prime minister decides.
But I want to make it absolutely clear today that when I met the prime minister yesterday, I said to him, as I've said on many occasions to him and I repeat today, that it is for him to make the decision. I said also to him, and I make clear again today, that I will support him in the decisions he makes, that this cannot and should not be about private arrangements, but what is in the best interests of our party, and most of all the best interests of our country, and I will support him in doing exactly that.
But it is still not clear if Blair's statement will satisfy the dissidents who want the Prime Minister to leave sooner. Some Labour Party politicians have voiced concern that the dissent is tearing the party apart and only works in favor of the opposition Conservative Party. Blair apologized for the public party squabble, saying that, in his words, this has not been the Labour Party's finest hour. Gary Thomas, VOA News, London.